Welcome back. So today I'm going to try another one from Tampa Bay Brewing Company, Hop Silo 24. I don't know. Excuse me. I'm guessing every single year they put one of these out because there looks like there's a ton on untapped. But when you scan the barcode, this version doesn't come up. But it does say Hops Silo Series, so I'm guessing all the time. India Pale Ale. It's sweating. It's getting warm here. I am in Florida, so probably a lot of Tampa Bay beers. For this one, 8% ABV, so let's go ahead and get it open, get it into a glass. This is the glass I have. This is the glass I'm using. It'll work just fine. Almost like drinking it out of a can, in my opinion. But that's just me. So we are proud. This is India Pale Ale. This is going to be a double, obviously, at 8%, 7.5 and above. I think this is my fifth or sixth beer from Tampa Bay. Everywhere has it. Obviously, we're close to Tampa Bay. Color of head, off-white, a little orange in there. Pretty much all small bubbles. About a finger of head. I am kind of outside. Like, it's screened in, so the pool's out there. So yeah, I would say orange, kind of a burnt orange color. There you go. Burnt orange color, sure. Double IPA, that'll work. Let's go ahead and smell. Sweet malt, like that sweet light syrup in there, hoppiness. I want to say a little floral. I just said it, so I just got done finishing one, and one thing that I said is dank. It seems like they use a lot of dank hops. I don't know if you guys can hear the cops are going by. Maybe a little, I want to say like a citrus stone fruit. But floral earthiness in there. Yeah, it definitely has that base of a double bigger IPA, double IPA in there. Yeah, maybe a little earthy floral citrus in there. Let's go ahead and try. Smooth, nice citrus. Wow, okay. That took a turn for the better for my liking anyway. Very smooth. Lots of citrus, like orange juice, maybe a heavier, like fermented orange juice. I don't know why. Hopefully I'm not blurry. I see it, that picture. There's like a tartness, stone fruit, something like that. Maybe a little grapefruit. But I just had a Pilsner. This is smoother than that Pilsner. There's not a lot of bitterness in there. Huh. Are they... I wonder if they're calling this a New England IPA on untapped. It's almost like it wants to be bitter, but it doesn't. Like the tanginess from that orange is what I'm getting a lot of. I'm going to go stone fruit. There's some stone fruit. I could even see some pineapple in the back. Yeah, like an orange stone fruit pineapple in the back on this one. I'm definitely not getting the dankness like I have in the other one, so I guess they don't make all their beers with that dankness in there. I think I would have to go a 4 out of 5 on this one. The flavors are there. I would like to see some more bitterness, some grapefruit rind bitterness, something, or orange rind bitterness to go along with all that orange I'm getting. I think that would help out at least my liking. I would rather have my New England IPAs, double IPAs, more on the bitter side. But I don't want that light malt, and I'm not really getting it. Obviously, it's there. It's 8%. But nothing, like, above what you would normally expect, in my opinion. So I think it works out. So 4 out of 5. Let's check on tap. It's kind of weird having to stand to do reviews. A fruited IPA is what they're calling this. So this should be interesting. None of my friends have had it. 172 people have checked it in. Average 3.94. Like, I'm salivating. Let's see. Tropical, fruity, hazy, juicy, orange. Okay. So what they're saying, Citra, Galaxy, Idaho 7, and HBC 586 are used. Yeah, tropical and citrus fruits burst. Citrus, mango, passion fruit in there. Let's see if anybody has said this is light. I don't really think it's light. I would still, this person said slightly fruity. I think it's more on the citrus side. Yeah, it's like a very sweet orange tangerine, something like that. But yeah, if you're down by Tampa, I don't know how far they distribute or their people do. But yeah, definitely one to pick out and try.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.